Syrians vote today in a presidential election which many observers believe is a sham that will do little to end that country's three-year civil conflict. Opposition activists estimate that more than 150,000 people have been killed in the fighting, which has displaced 9 million people, many to neighboring countries. Jordan, for instance, is now home to about 600,000 Syrian refugees. And while so many of them are struggling, some are finding refuge in Shakespeare. The BBC's Rafi Jabouri has this story.
60 Syrian children from the Al-Zaatari camp, the biggest camp for Syrian refugees in Jordan, have come to Amman. In the open-air Roman theater, they are playing the characters of Shakespeare's King Lear and Hamlet. For the director, Nawar Bulbul, the show does not have any political significance, but it's full with meaning.
We as human beings did not make use of the legacy that Shakespeare had left for us. We went for the wealth, the money, we went for criminality. Shakespeare tried to kill the beast inside of us with these plays, but he couldn't. The beast is even bigger now.
All of the actors live at Al-Zaatari camp, and they rarely leave that isolated place in northern Jordan. For them, this is not just a time of acting, but a chance to explore the real world. The children spent a day of fun in Amman. They told me that it was their first time to see how Jordan really looks like. Majid Ammari, the boy who played King Lear, spoke to me with his proud father standing by him. I'm happy with the experience. I would love children from all around the world to do the same as we did. And I wish them luck, he said. After the show, the children traveled back to Al-Zaatari. They say that their dream is to present the plays in Syria one day.
And that's the BBC's Rafi Jabouri.